ועל סמן שין למד דלד, סיף יוד דלד, הקמאים שיש בהן פסוקים. הקמאים that was written with פסוקים. Ein matzilin oisam mipnei hadleika, so one is not permitted to rescue it from a burning house. V'yesh oimrem shematzilin. And others say it is permissible. So before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I would like to say over the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which elaborates a little more than the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll have an understanding of what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows. Also, lichtoiv sheimois she'enem nimchokim. A person is not permitted to write sheimois she'enem nimchokim from the Zion Sheimis. Oy posik mikameis, or to write a posik in a kameim. It's also a kameya is something that someone writes, and when one wears it, it's merape, it's a refuah. So one is not permitted to write this, to write a shem, or to write a posik. Why? Shloishaya bahem eis lasais. That means we had a terem to write Kisvei HaKodesh in not a proper oifen. One is permitted to write Kisvei HaKodesh on paper. He's permitted to write it in English. And there's a reason for this. Because Eis Laseis Lashem, not everyone can afford cloth. Not everyone understands Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, Mishum Eis Laseis Lashem, one is permitted to write the Torah differently than when how it should be written. I'll say Eis Lashem. Now, let us just remember one thing. Before Chazal originated this heter and gave this heter, so one was not permitted to learn from a sefer Torah that was written on paper, because that one is not permitted to learn Torah if it was not written properly. One is not permitted to learn it. Therefore, before this Eis Laseis Lashem, if it wasn't written properly, one was not, so it doesn't have a chashivus of Kisvei HaKodesh, so you're not permitted to be matzalit. You're permitted to be matzalit Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh means Kisvei HaKodesh, which were written properly and can be learned. But if it was, they were written not properly, and one is not permitted to learn them, they don't have a chashivus of Kisvei HaKodesh, and there's no heter to be matzel. That means a bayis shahadleika boy, a bayis that's burning, there's certain things you're permitted to rescue. Shalishunish you're permitted to rescue. Kisvei HaKodesh you're permitted to rescue. Good, but Kisvei HaKodesh, there are certain laws and restrictions when it is called Kisvei HaKodesh. Fine. That was before Eis Laseis Lashem. After Chazal were mechadish that al Eis Laseis Lashem, one can write a chumash in English, one can write a chumash on paper. So now this is permitted to, this Kisvei HaKodesh is permitted to be written. And if it's permitted to be written, one is permitted to learn from it. And now there's a Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh and Matzil in Kisvei HaKodesh. That is what we learned till now. Now, let us talk about a Kameya. A Kameya, a person is going to write a Pasuk in the Kameya. Yehi Kvod Hashem Lo'ilam Yismach Hashem B'masav. And he knows, if you write this Kameya, it does wonders. Fine. So he wrote this. Now, he wrote Hashem Hashem. He wrote a pasuk. Was he permitted to write this? So, Torah is not permitted to be written psukim. Torah has to be written a whole sefer. Some say to write a pasuk, there's no heter to write a pasuk. And after the Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem, they also never gave a heter for this. The Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem is on the things they gave a heter. You're allowed to write it in English. Oh, Chumash, you're allowed to write on paper. Whatever the heter was, because of Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem, that heter remains. You're allowed to learn from that. That is the din of Kisvei HaKodesh. I'll say Slashes Lashem. That's Mutter, 100%. If you're going to write, you're going to print a Chumash in English and Lashna Kodesh that people can learn with. So that was the head of a Slashes Lashem, that this is permissible. But this person who wrote one Pasuk, Yichvei Hashem Leilam Yismach Hashem B'maisav. There is no heter to write this. There's no Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem on this. So Memele, so that's what, now let's read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Also, Lichtoim Shemoi She'enem Nimchok. Im Stamazay to write Hashem, to write Yikvoy Hashem Lo'ilam. Oy Posik, or to write a Posik B'Kameye. Shleishayach behem Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem. There's no Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem. Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem was only in order to ensure that there'll be Yedias HaTorah, that people will be able to learn Torah. So Chazal went backwards. He tried it in English, and etc. But this is not ensuring anything. Yeah, if you write this, it's a lefuah, but that's not the heter of Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem. The Torah was given with halachas how it should be written, and they said if it will be written differently, but we will accomplish that. Thus, the people will be able to understand Torah because of the shinui. People, it's now written in English. It's now written, it's more, people can acquire it much easier. So then, we have a heter of Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem, and that was permissible. But if a person is going to write a kameyem, he's in my apostle, so I'll say Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem of Yediyas HaTorah. There's no Eis L'Aseis L'Hashem in this. Vafilu Koisev Ashuris V'loshen HaKodesh Obidiyoi Alakla. He's going to write this Pasuk with all Idurim. Tav Ashuris Loshen HaKodesh Diyoi Alakla. Harei loinitno toira likosev elo sefer sholem. One is only permitted to write a sefer sholem, a whole sefer. V'loi parshi is parshi. Sometimes to write a parshi, there's no heter. Olefichoch, therefore, ein toiren ben. So you're not allowed, a person will stam as they want to learn the sposigish way the shem loilam. They'll take this and go and shabiksav, he's going to learn it. You're not allowed to, because there's no heter to write it. So memela ain't kairin ben. Fine. No, that's also a pasuk. You need a parshi. The parshi need a whole sefer. Less than a sefer is also to write. Five psukim, ten psukim. Less than a sefer is also to write. And trading band. So if a person will want to learn this prosik in the Kameya, he's not allowed to learn it. Number one. Ve'ein matzilin oison Shabbos mibnei adleikim. There's a heter of Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh means Torah, which was written properly, that we could learn from this. Yeah. It's not a muktzeh, because it's a kamei, it's a kamp, but there's no heter to be matzel. That means in Shabbos, the Bayesh Yesh Beit Leikah, there's certain things you're allowed to be matzel. Three sudas, the clothing that you need Shabbos. You can't be, it's not a hefkevel. Kisvei HaKodesh Shevo Matzah. This is not Kisvei HaKodesh. So forget about it. That's the first day in. V'yesh oimrim, and the second day holds, shemut lichtoiv, you're allowed to write it. I can write, yichvayt Hashem lam yismach Hashem b'maisav, ulahatzol, and if there's a slave, I'm allowed to rescue it. Why? So he says something very interesting. Shekivin sheniten reshus lichtoiv askoreis bebrocheis v'chem psukim shebesu sidurei tfileis v'tachnonim. I'll ask a rov shaila. Am I allowed to? I'm writing a siddur now. Am I allowed to write in the siddur Yehich Moed Hashem Lolem Yismach Hashem B'maisa? So the rov was a shaila. Sure, that's part of davening. Davening is Torah Shebal Peh, which before the Eis Lashes L'Hashem you were not permitted to write it, but after he said Eis Lashes, this is Torah Shebal Peh. So Yehich Moed Hashem Lolem. To write it in the siddur. So the second day holds, that's true. If I'm going to write this pasuk in the kameya, I'm not writing it in the siddur. No one's going to daven from this kameya. I'm not writing it in the siddur. But if I got already a chazal or mata to write this pasuk, it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not written the way Kisvei HaKodesh should be written. It's not a whole sefer. But I have a heter to write this pasuk in the siddur because it's part of the davening. So if they were matter to write this pasuk already, so I can use this heter for a kameya. So that means even though for this Gemeya per se, I don't have a head of Eish Lashes L'Hashem, they weren't matter this, I'll say Eish Lashes L'Hashem, but since Psukim were permitted to be written in Sidurim, since Shemis were permitted to be written in Sidurim, so Memele, this heta goes over to another thing also. So if it was written in the Kameya, so it has a Kedusha and one is Matzel. That's, he says, V'yeshayimim shemuta lichtoiv v'lahatzel, shekivin shenitna reshus lichtoiv askoreis bebrocheis. I'm allowed to write Shemus in Brochus, Rem Sukim Shemisud Tfilis with Tachnunim, Bishum Eis Lasis, that I have a heter al Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, davening is Torah Shebal Peh, which there's a heter to write. Who adin shenitin reshus lekosvam bekameis, avapish lo yishayich bem Eis Lasis. The heter of Eis Lasis L'Hashem is not applicable by this kameya, but since they already gave a heter to write Psukim and Shemus, so that heter already will carry over to Kameis also. These are the 2 days. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. And I think we will understand this now much better. Hakameyim, Tam Deya Rishayna, the reason of the first day, the first day was Hakameyim Sheshbem Sukim, Eim Atzil and Oysam Ignead Leike. The Bekameyim Ein Shayach Behem Tam the Eis Lasis Lashem. Eis Lasis Lashem was only a heter to, in order one should be capable of understanding Torah, of learning Torah. So we said Torah can be written without all its rigid halachas. The ain't boss, but in this kameya, the ain't boss that Torah little maid. No one is going to open up this kameya and start learning the posik. Oile his follow, or no one's going to daven from the kameya. Alkein also lichtoy voisom. So there's no heter to write it. If there's no heter to write it, it doesn't have a kedusha of kisvei and kodesh of Torah shabal peh. It's nothing. V'yesh oim svir lukiv in the shay v'reshus lemichte broches. L'maise, I'm permitted to write broches als Torah shabal peh. Yesh nam v'reshus lemichte kameyim. Ein matzilin. So we're not matzil. So now the Mishnah Berurah has a problem, and let us address the problem. Who normally wears a kameya? A chayla. I mean, kameyas are usually made. We learned about kameyas, a kameya that was written by a mumche, and these kameyas works, and one is permitted to wear them on Shabbos because there was Ismachi Gavri, Ismachi Kameya, it was used, and they saw Yeshuas, and there was, and they had accomplished things, fine. So he says, and now it's Ein Matzilim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it matters for what kind of a chayla are we speaking about? If we have a chayla sheyesh bo sakone, he can't breathe. And when he wears this kameya, he can breathe. I say, tell me, I ain't matzilin. Wait, shem shemayim. He needs this for pikuach nefoshes. So ain't matzilin mayri b'chayla sheyesh bo sakone. That means it'll help him. He won't have a headache when he wears it. Gvaldik, but we have a problem. You're not much, if it doesn't have a din of kisvei kodesh, it's a din ain't matzilin. So I'm sorry. So you're not permitted to be matzil. Ubechayle sheyesh boisakone. What if it's a chayle sheyesh boisakone? But this kameya does wonders. Matzel a kameya shalai, then he thinks it can be matzel. He needs it portion for his health. The yaitia olav, and now he'll wear it. Derech malbish, he'll wear it. Normally, the kameya was worn at a din of a tachshit. One is permitted to wear it. So, mameya, that's what we are speaking about. V'yesh oimrim shem matzilim. Another say one is permitted to be matzil a kameya. V'haloche, how do we paskin? Kidei arishayne. We pask like the first day that ain't matzilim. U'mikol mokim, sheyesh behem as kolos. But if there are shamus in the kameya, yeshloim et the matzilim. So if there are shamus, and then there's a different cheshbim, the shem is a kedushas Hashem. He's not allowed to write it. You're right. He's something to write Hashem and not allowed to write Hashem. But it was written and it has kedushas Hashem. My Torah, forget about when there's no shamus, there's psukim in Torah. So if the prosik was not permitted to be written, you're not permitted to learn it in this event, so those name are shamus of Torah. But a shem that was written with shem kedushas Hashem. So even though he wasn't permitted to write it, but there's kedushas Hashem, so in order to be matzel the shem, it shouldn't get burned. That'll be permissible, according to the first day, and that's how the Prima Donna Paskins. Now, seeds test more. Matilin peak has safer, in has safer. That means I have a safer. So let's, for practical purposes, we can, the Sfardim, the Sfardim has become the Sfardim have a safer treasure that's in a box. So that's mamish tik ha safer im ha safer. There's a tik, there's a box, and inside is a safer. Now there's a safer. There's a safer. So the chiddush is that Kisvei Kodesh have a Sefer Torah, so take out the Sefer Torah from the box and go out with the Sefer Torah. No. Tik has matilin, tik has Sefer ima Sefer. That when they gave a heter to take out the Sefer Torah, one of the tik, which is a tuffle to the Sefer Torah, is the kula of the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to be matzled that also. That's the first halacha. Matzilin, tik has Sefer ima Sefer. V'tik atvilin im atvilin. That's number one. You have a tefillin beitel, you're allowed to take it, not going to take out the tefillin, you take out the tefillin beitel with the tefillin. Now you can say a bigger chiddush. Af al pi sheyesh b'seichon mois. What if in this tika sefer there's money there also? There's money there. He's not mechuyim to shake out the money. He takes it out, lock, stock, and barrel. He had a tikka sefer. There was money there. He kept the money there. He was allowed to. He was not allowed to. There's another parasha, but he kept the money there because he thought the ganav of all places would not look in the tikka sefer for maybe underneath the mattress he would look, but not in the tikka sefer. So he always kept his money in the tikka sefer. Now there's a sefer. He wants to take out the tikka sefer, so he's allowed to take it out with the money. Within the shah kisvei hakodesh. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Af al pi sheyesh b'soichan mois, even though there's money in it. V'afilu l'deya rishoyna de besif beis, de mater lahatzel mois l'chud mitnei adleiko, gamkein nicho ocho. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is asking Akasha. Mishnah Berurah is asking Akasha, here it seems that even though there's mukta, even though there's mukta, there's money in the tikka sefer, so between you and me, when I take out the tikka sefer with the money, it's far from poshut. But since the money is in the tikka sefer, in the sefer, they also, you have to take out the money with the tikka sefer. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah is asking Akasha, let us just see for 1 minute, Shin Lamed Aleph Siv Beis. Yesh v'yesh matiren l'talto mois ודבורים המוקצה כדי להצילם מפני הדלקה. And then it says, יש מי שאויסל. So we had in Sif Beis, a machloikis, if you are allowed to be metalto mukse, you're allowed to take out the metalto money. So the first day you hold, you're allowed to, because if you won't give him a heter, so they'll do an issel. So they were makel to take out mukse. The second day of they were awesome. So now the Mishnah Berurah is asking Akasha, but according to the first day, so here it says a chiddush, even though there's money in the tikka sefer, you're allowed to be matzel the money also. In Sif Beis it says, One is permitted to take out, forget about a ticket safer. You have your wallet with $500 in the wallet. You'll have to take out your wallet. Finished. So what is pshat over here? According to the second day, it's very good. You're not allowed to take out your wallet on shulding. But if it's in the ticket safer, it's $500. Then they will matter. But according to the first day, what is the Chiddush? That's the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. L'da avoini, I don't understand the Kasha. You can say a teretz, a nice teretz, but I don't understand the Kasha. The Mishnah Berurah, when he said pshat in this mechaber, v'yesh matirim l'taltol mois, l'taltol mois is going. He says here clearly, "Hainu davke bebayis acher she'enom buhulim v'loy bebeis hadleike." The Mishnah Berurah said, "This din, you can take out money." It's talking about a next door neighbor. There's no fire there. He's not bohul. We're not afraid he might come to extinguish the fire. He might come to. He's not bohul. His head is screwed on his shoulder. So this person can take out 20 sudas. He can take out whatever he wants. He can take. This person is not restricted. So now there's a shiloh. Good, can he take out money? Money is mukhtar. So the first day hell, he's allowed to take out money also. But the house that the Gleike is by, so Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sure that he can't take out money. He can't even take out an extra cake. He can only take out 3 sudas, and that's it. And then the cups and the saucers he needs for the sudas, and then the clothing he needs, and that's it. So he can't take out muktzah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said over here. He put down a Tazak's maker, but he didn't seem to hold like the Taz. So I don't understand the Kasha. Here it's telling us a murder kechidish. In the house that the Dleike is in, even though I'm not allowed to take out money, that's what he said over here. But if it's an atik, Kishvi Atreidish, you're allowed to take out. 3 meals you're allowed to take out. But if you have a whole shash, you're allowed to take out the shash. I mean, Kishvi HaKadosh, they will matter. So now he says, you know, if in the Tikka Sefer you have money there, you're allowed to take out. In the Tikka Sefer, you're allowed to take out the money. So I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. But now I couldn't find someone to explain it. Okay, but let us go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk, I don't know, it's not proper to do, no. אפילו לדי הראשון ידי בסיף בייס, במט להצל מויס לחוד מבני הדלייקה, גם כן איכו הוכה. What is the Chiddush? I can even take out the wallet. The כמש מלון במוטר להצל המויס אגב הסייפה, ואפילו לחוצר שאינו מעורבס. We're going to learn soon a מרדיק החידוש. That the Sudas, whatever I'm permitted to take out, I can only take out to a chotzer that I made in Irubi Chatzeres. They were not matter hoitzor. They were only matter I can take out, but to a chotzer morebis. That means I'm allowed to carry into this yard. In this yard, I have my neighbor uses the yard, I use the yard, we made in Irubi Chatzeres. So one is permitted to carry in a chotzer morebis. So then I'm allowed to take out the 3 sudas and whatever, and the utensils for the suda. That was mutter. But if I didn't make an Eruvi Chateres with my neighbor, and I want to take out the sholeh sudas, so the Rav taps me on my shoulder and he says, sorry. I'm sorry, you can't take it out into the yard. Because the yard is an Isser Oito Midarabonon. I'm sorry, there wasn't matter this. You can't take it out. Afal Pikain by Kishvei HaKodesh, they were Mekel. You could take it out to Achotzo Shein Amurevis. well, as soon as you leave inside, when you shout, you'll take out into the yard, because Bakisvi Akedish were maker. So he's telling us Achidish. Now, what if I have in the Dika say for him $500 also? You can take it out into the yard. It gets the din of the Kisvei HaKodesh, and just like there, there's a Heter Haito, it is also Heter Haito. So that is the Chiddush of this Mechaber. The Kamashim on the Mutal Atzal HaMoish, Agav HaSeifer, Vafilu Lachot Sushayna Morebis, Vlo Yitzrichu Ol Enaro Mimeno, that means that we are smarter to say, listen, they were Mako, they were Mater, me to take out a safer with the ticker safe and tachotze shein merevitz, but money, maybe I should shake out the money. What heter do I have? What really, why would they make us? It's in the ticker safer. Why would they take a make us? Shake it out. Duma dahochi mahochi nofla adleika la seifa gufa. So Chazal were afraid, if we're going to be thrum now, and he has the tikka seifa, and the fire is burning, and he's going to start wearing $500, they have to start shaking out the $500, and in the meantime, Rahman and the son, the Sefer can get burnt. So that is the Chiddush of this halacha. The Chiddush of the halacha is that if the mukse, the money, is in the tikka sefer, and I have a green light to take out the tikka sefer with the sefer to a chotzer, we did not make a ruvi chatzeres, so this, I'm allowed to take out the money also. Now, we're going to learn Siv Tezayin, but we're going to learn Siv Tezayin two times. One time, the way the Goyin learned Pshat and Siv Tezayin, and then we're going to see in the Mishnah Berura, the Achronim learned a different Pshat and Siv Tezayin. So now we'll see Siv Tezayin. Im Heiniach Tzulin Ba'arniki perish kis mole mois. Now this person had a very quick mind, and he sees it's burning, and he has a big receptacle full of money, and he has tefillin. The tefillin are in the tefillin baitel, and the money is in a different room. But the money, it's money, and you can only take it out into a yard, a chotzer shein and murevis. What do you do? So he went and had a brilliant idea. So he took the tefillin baitel, put in the receptacle that's full of money. And then he takes out everything together, the money and the tefillin, and Baruch Hashem, I saved my tefillin and the money also, Baruch Hashem. So the Goyin learns Pshat in this Mechaber as follows. Imeiniach tefillin does not only mean to say if he did it, he allowed to do it. Imeiniach tefillin ba'arniki, perish kis mole mois. He took the tefillin, he put it in this receptacle that was full of money. Yochel latzilai mibnei adleike, he's allowed to take it out, mibnei adleike. I'm ibnei haganovim vegazlonim lemokim sheyochel lahatzel atzilin. But we just now got a bonus, that I can take it out into the yard. In the yard, I didn't make a native with my neighbor. The money, I just could not be able to take it. If I wouldn't have thought of this einfall to put the tefillin in the receptacle, the money is goodbye, Charlie. Because according to everyone, there were not a matter in store for money. I feel that there were matter total muksa, but not in store. And he's racking his brain, it's money. And his brain started working very quickly. He took the tefillin baitel, put in the receptacle, takes it out into the yard. Baruch Hashem. He's allowed to do it on Crazy Liver's Day. He's allowed to take the children. It's burning. It's Maida Day. That's right. That's right. Yes. And the only way he can save them is taking it out into the yard. And the yard, they didn't make an able to say this. But this is, you live and learn, and if you learn enough, you can live to live better also. V'yesh mishayimam v'haynu davke k'sheinicham sham erev Shabbos. No. If he put erev Shabbos, he put the tefillin in this receptacle, why he did it akasha v'maisa, this is erev Shabbos before anyone chalomed about a fire, he put it to erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, and he has tefillin in this receptacle, we will be makel. He can take it out into a chod sheshenim orev. But to do this in Shabbos, chas v'shalom. So the way we learned now the Mechaber, there are the Machlokes, there's two days. The first day holds that in Shabbos, because the Goyim seems to say, I'm allowed to bring the money here and put the tefillin in the money. And in order to take out the money, it's they were makel for this, and then this, and then I can take it out to Chotzer Sheinim Orevis. The second day, the only heta is if it was put together Erev Shabbat, then you're allowed to do it. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. L'mokrein, you have to take it out to the same place you take out tefillin. Chayno v'lo l'chotzer sheinim erebes. V'yesh mi she'oyma d'haynu v'chulu. So we learned there's a machloikis. The first day holds you allowed to. The second day holds you not allowed to. That's how we learned. Yinei. Bitaz umogin avrom kosvu. Now let us just appreciate what Bitaz and Mogin Avrom were choylik on the Beis Yosef. We have to understand. The Beis Yosef had Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef understood it's a machlokes on Rishonim. The first day he holds you allowed to put the tefillin in the money and take it out. The second day holds you only if it was there Erev Shabbos. That's how the Beis Yosef learned. And the Taz of Mogen Avraham says, Anshuldik, there's no such machloikis. There's no machloikis. These two deists agree. And not the way the Beis Yosef said. He named the Taz of Mogen Avraham Kosvu, the lack of Bezep Lukta. The Rishonim that the Beis Yosef found, and he said, there's a machloikis, is not Lukta. The Lekule Alme, according to everyone, also, lechatchile laniach tefillin eitzel mois v'shas adleike de'lahatzel amois. According to everyone, I am not permitted to put the tefillin by the money. And then you're not allowed to finish. You put it there, you're not allowed to put it there and to take it out. That's also. Avo imeniach. The Shabbos tefillin eitzel mois, but if he put in Shabbos the tefillin va'achar kach nofla dleike p'shita d'shoyl afili l'kul almi bein tzorich l'nayar mois. But if he put the tefillin Shabbos, he put this into this receptacle, and there was no blake and nothing. And then mamish, and 10 minutes later, boom. This is Shem Mepsoyim Hashem. Lamai said, now we can take it out. That's the first day. So the Mogen Avraham and Taz say, these both days are saying the same thing. The second day it says, if you put it in Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take it out. The first day it says, if you put it in Shabbos, you're also allowed to take it out. You know when? If you put it in before the Dleike. But if there's a Dleike already, there is no one that holds you permitted to put it in. That is ומגנבו מנדטס. ובביר הגרו יחייב Jike kamachavai, the going disagreed with the Magnavrom and Taz, there's a machloikis takim. The ledeya rishoyne gam lechadchile, luto lenich vilnei shol mois b'shas adleike. No, there's a machloikis. The first day holds in Shabbos, she allowed to do it. The second day it says, Shenichem shom erev Shabbos, haynelinin sheyochel hatzel lechos sheynem ul rebes. The second day holds, you want to get the coolest of the tefillin, that's only if you put it in the Erev Shabbos. Aval ha-hatzel l'shus ha-yochid, revu l'kamei b'siv yudayin yesh matir nafil yidei kike v'tinik, shemiyach olo v'shas ad-leike. We'll see in Sif Yudayin, we'll understand this better. Yes. So this is the mechaber and two eifanim how to learn. And the going seems to be make like the first day, and this is mutter to put it in Shabbos and fill in with the money and take it out into Chotzer Sheinim Morevis. Now we're going to learn Sif Yud Zayin. Now, let us just give a shtickle hakdomen before we learn Sif Yud Zayin. The din is, a mace is muktzem, and one is not permitted to be metaltal a mace. But Chazal made a mordike kulem, ayidei kiker vitinik, one is permitted to be metaltal a mace. And let us explain what this kulem is. A mordike kulem, that means I have a mace that's lying on a bed. So the mace is mukse, the bed is a bosses, whatever mukse, it's mukse. So I go and take a challah, a kikah, and put it on top of the mace. So now all of a sudden, it's a new scenario. It's pshat is the ikir is the challah, and I'm carrying the challah. There's a mace here also, but the chazal were mechadish. This was a murder kekula, which theoretically we would not say such a thing. We assume kilo the ikir is the challah, and everything became like a bosses for the challah, and I'm taking out the challah. That was a special kula by a mace. A tinnik means I can take, I can put a child on the bed also, so I'm taking out, I'll take a baby and put him on the bed and take out the baby. A gavuchin is a machloikis. If you need a kikan tinnik, others hold if the mace is wearing clothing. So others hold, if the clothing is like a kikah, I'm taking out the clothing. Others say the clothing becomes bottle to the mace. But I'll crop on them. This is a special cooler that was said by a mace, kikah vitinik. Now,
you make it also on Shabbos?
Not you making muksa, you're making muksa in front of you. And I'm Now he's mukse. So, but they were matter to carry if you put a challah on top of him. So we say the ikir is the challah, and I'm carrying the challah. There's a mace also here, no. Now, yesh matirin. Now others said that by money, I can use the same cooler that I use by a mace. Yesh matirim lahatzel diskaya malaya mois. I have a sack full of money, $10,000 in the sack.
Yes.
And I want to take out the sack of money, and then it's about, what? That is, anyway, so there's matirin. Take a bulkula. You have a bulkula in your house? Sure, no problem. Takes the bulkula, puts it on the sack. Then he takes the sack, put the money, the bulkula on top. He takes it out into Rishus HaYochid. Not into Chod Shashenu Morebis. Gumata Chod Shashenu Morebis, like Kisvei HaKodesh. This is not Kisvei. A book is not Kisvei HaKodesh. But we were matter to take out. We matter the Issa Mukse. We matter here the Issa Mukse. I the King Kevetinik. What? So now someone says that money is the same coolest of a mess. Yeah, that yesh matirim. Yesh matirim lahatzil niskaya meleya mois ayidei kika aitinik minadleikim aminaganovim bagazlonim. But the dafke lushus ayochid, the matter it's so here, the matter muktzim, avoloi lechotzer sheinem urebis. Now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh matirim, behainu sheyochel liten afilu lechatchila b'shabis, lahatzel al yodom, and I can be matzel with the kikar. Afilu hamois choshev me'achevet shemeniach etzloi, the money is worth much more than this bukalem, v'leimrinin v'zedi botel legabi hamois, and we don't say that really the bukalem becomes bottled to the moist. That's the Baalma also the Talsel. We will never be matal to be metal to double mukta. Hamais bilvad, hoche mishum seide adleike ikimu b'chozem, v'meikul v'ayin siv beis, yesh matirim afaloi b'loi kike klau. Now in siv beis, the others were meikul, you could samzabi mitalto muktzev. So here he's saying, I feel according to the oisnim, but if it was a bukalem, you have these matirim. That is, but you take it out only into a rishus ayochid.
Yes.
Now, let's see the Ramah. Matzilin ha-svorim, but svorim, the matzil afilu l'chotza, she'ein amu revis, you're allowed to take it out into a chotza that you did not make a ruvei chatzeris. Ulemovui, perish mokim shnichnosim imenu l'chatzeris, a movi is like a dead-end street, and from the street you go to the chatzeris that open up from the movi, she makes she too famous voice, loinishtatlo boy. So again, so this is also midarabonon to carry. O bilvad sheyir boy sholosh mechitzos vo lechi. Now let us just explain this for 1 minute. If you have a movi, let us imagine a movi is a dead end street. So you have, let's say there are houses which are surrounding the street on three sides. And the houses are like a mechitza. So it has one mechitza over here, one mechitza over here, one mechitza over here. Min ha-Torah, three mechitzas have a din of a reshus ha-yochid. But the Rabbanan said, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to carry here unless you make a tikkun beruach revi. What's the tikkun beruach revi? You make a lehi. You make a 10 Pesach took a pole and you put it next to, by the opening of the fourth side, you put it next to the kreisel, and that is mater de ruach revi. Then you're allowed to carry him. The Rabbanan said, but if this is, a lot of people are using it, you have to make sheet two famous voice. So now, so that's what the Gemara is saying. That means by Kisvei HaKodesh, we were matter to carry in a movi, even though you did not make shitufei mevois, but you have to make sure that there are three mechitis and alechi beruach rabbi. That's what the Gemara is saying. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The shalosh mechitis, the lechi, aval b'loy lechi, aval leki kalmelis, lehuter afilu b'shvil svarim. Svarim is only mutter in a chotzer sheinim urebis. If it's a kalmelis, forget about it. Stif yud ches, kosmu mishem goyin, amur di kekulem. Shemuta loyma, I have a shas. I have sifrei Torah. I can't take this all out. What?
Who's it going?
Which coin this is? I don't know. Kosmo mishem goin. Shemuta loyma le'eni Yehudi. Vahatzu sforim min hadleiko afilu derech rishus orabim. Now, we have to understand, one has to be a goyin to say such a kula. This is a miradik kula. Let's appreciate what the goyin says. To tell a goy to do a malacha d'yeraisa. The Reiv Reiskim hold this is also. Let's say a mitzvah also. A talangoi, a last, let's say a chayla, amir lakom is mutter. If it's cold in the house, in kakal chayla, it's ilfin, I can tell a goy to put on the heat. But that's, let's say a chayla, amir lakom is mutter. To do a malach in the rice. But like this, let's say a mitzvah, dafka a shvus to shvus. We hear the whole thing and we learn Hilchos Shmilas. To tell a goy to carry in the kalmelis. Ashvus to shvus is muta b'mokim mitzvah. Here, the goy said, Letzairech hatzolas kisvei akodesh, he can get a goy to take out all your shas and your dos, and you have a whole library. You get a goy to don't take it out. And he's walking through Times Square, a real rishus harabim. He's allowed to do it. You're allowed to tell a goy to do it. But now let's just go one step further. It's letzairech kisvei hakodesh. I'm permitted to tell a goy to carry in a rishus harabim. So let's think for one second. I have the same kisvei hakodesh. Now tell the goy, you don't have to carry it out to the rishus harabim. Just take a hose and extinguish the flame. Be much easier for you. Now, telling the goy to do this is, I'm telling him to do an issa d'rabbanan. This kibui is a malachish and shlicha legufa. Then he said, "The rabbon is much easier than that." Now, for my house, not for kisvei hakodesh. For my house, I can't tell the goy to prepare mole to go and extinguish the flame. Well, that's what we're talking about, Bismana. That's a second. Well, we're talking about, forget me, ikaradin, that I can't tell a goy to extinguish the flame in my house. I can say, Kol amechabe einei matfel. That I can say. Oh, no, whoever is going to extinguish the flame, he won't lose from this. The guy does it, but I didn't tell him to do it. He did it. The guy does it on his own accord. That is mutta, but to tell a guy to extinguish the flame, no. But here, I'm permitted to tell the guy to carry out the rishus harabim. So I'm zichet allowed to tell the guy to extinguish the flame, which is a much smaller issa. Zot Rav Shloimeh Zalman, Orbach, the house has mezuzahs. If you won't extinguish the flame, the mezuzahs are going to get burned. The mezuzahs have a heter of kisvei hakodesh. So I can tell the goy to extinguish the flame. Why not? Because I have a $100,000 house and I don't have insurance. Well, there's kisvei hakodesh here. So I'm a I'm allowed to tell a goy to do a malocha de raisa. That's a London. Okay. What? Yeah. Well, if it has a din, it is a heter of eis lasis l'shem. There's a heter of eis lasis l'shem, just like a shas and chidushay teir, you're allowed to be mansel. If there's a heter of eis lasis l'shem, to the yeser, you're allowed to. That is a din of kisvei hakodesh.
No. No.